Well, another Christmas whizzed by, and what do I have to show for it? Well, I received some kind attention and some truly marvelous trinkets. One of my favorite Christmas stories from grammar school is the Charles Tazewell tale of the Littlest Angel. The story of the Littlest Angel always stuck with me because of the respect it paid to the feelings of little children, the reverence with which it viewed the really important possessions of life. As you may recall, the Littlest Angel was not happy in heaven because he had left behind under his bed the most important things in his world. Each of these objects had absolutely no significance to anyone in the world but him. And that's exactly the metaphor I've cherished all my life. As a middle-aged guy you would not want to see partying naked, I still value most the small things that remind me of tendernesses long gone. I have little doodads all over my book loft and everywhere at home, and each attentive family member knows by now that what I want for my birthday or Christmas is not a tie or a shirt or a screwdriver, but a toy or a handmade trinket that is just a little bit special and that was selected out of love instead of duty. The rule of buying a gift for Jim Reed, should you ever be so inspired, find something that makes you smile, then bring me your smile and that thing. What was in the Littlest Angel's box under his bed? If you don't know, I'll tell you one day. If you do know, write me a note as a kindred soul. What really made my morning today, though, was a little present in the mail from my big sister. I must learn not to say big because she isn't, but I must say older sister, even though she's not old. A small, hand-carved wooden whistle with three distinct notes that I tooted over and over again all the way to work, enjoying each moment of pure sound and looking forward to seeing my grandkids and small namesakes salivating all over it and having a grand time. Big sisters still remember what little brothers and small angels love most.